This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Alicia Connor Todd, Clinical Liaison and Director of Marketing at Tulsa Nursing Center and Villages at Southern Hills, part of the Stonegate Senior Living and award-winning senior housing and care company. Alicia, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
So we talk about chronic health issues here on the program a lot. So if you would, from your expertise, tell us, what is a chronic health issue?
Okay. We're going to kind of talk in layman terms, because when I'm talking with patients and families, that's what I like to do. And people can quote statistics and information like that. But I think between you and I today and our listeners, let's just keep it simple. And most things in life, that makes a lot better when we can keep it simple. So chronic illnesses and diseases are health conditions that are persistent and they last a long time. And some of the ones that we normally talk about would be heart disease, stroke, cancer, type 2 diabetes, obesity, arthritis. Those are some of the more common chronic diseases. And then sometimes you hear things like acute, like a hospital would be for frequently you see acute stays. So when patients and families are hearing acute versus chronic, an acute would be like you have pneumonia. You have a flu. So that's the difference in an acute. It's just an episode of this disease happening, and it's short-lived, we hope. And a chronic was more of a long-lasting.
Most helpful response there. Now, tell us, what does the term mean exactly, chronic health?
The term chronic exactly means that it is a condition that is persistent and long-lasting. And the good news is that anytime you have a chronic illness or a disease, that anything that we can do at any point during that persistent, long-lasting disease is, it will improve our life. So anything that you can do, do it. Don't, I mean, just because you've had a disease for years, and if you can think of something or you hear something, you learn something, or you say, today's the day I'm going to try to make me better, it doesn't matter where you are in your life process, whether you're middle-aged or you're an older senior, anything you can do to improve the quality of your life never goes in vain. So never give up is my message that I want to tell people with chronic diseases. Never give up. Always try to think of something to make yourself feel better and do better and be better.
And I like the sounds of that, never giving up. That is so important. How would this current cold weather impact a senior with chronic health issues?
The cold can be really challenging for seniors or people with chronic diseases. For example, with diabetes, we really need to find ways to make sure that a diabetic's feet and legs stay warm. And I have some suggestions for those. And again, I'm trying to keep things simple and easy to follow and more enjoyable for us to be listening to while we're driving or sitting at home doing things. Keep socks that you can wiggle your toes in. Sometimes we get so much constriction on our feet, and then a lot of times during the day if we're up and about, our feet and ankles have a tendency to swell. So socks is one of the most important things you can do for in the winter months, not just for diabetic patients or chronic diseases, but for all of us. So our feet take us where we need to go and help us live our lives, so let's take care of our feet. I suggest things like socks that maybe snow skiers wear or rock climbers. Even though you might not be a sporting type of person and you might be older, those type of athletes really pay a lot of attention to their feet, and anything that they're wearing, they're usually trying out. So those types of socks are really good for keeping our feet warm. So also think about dry wick. When you're trying to keep your feet warm, you don't want to wear cotton socks that might absorb wet and sweat. And anytime your socks get wet, you need to take them off as soon as you possibly can and put on dry socks. Layering socks can be helpful. You don't want to get such thick socks, though, that it makes your shoes tight, so avoid that. You might think about putting a thin insulated liner in your shoes. That can help keep your feet warm. If let's say that you work and you're needing to wear dress shoes, you might try some of the thin hiking socks that are higher up. Also, avoid caffeine products and nicotine because that can constrict your blood flow, and you want that good blood flow going to your feet, and especially if you're diabetic. Wool socks can be really helpful. They can keep warmth in, and you might wear loose-fitting warm socks to bed. You might wear wool-lined slippers, but make sure that you can walk and ambulate in those really well, so you might get booties that go up to your ankle. And then if you're in your home or you're doing chores and things, maybe keep your shoes on because that can help keep your feet insulated. And keeping the core body warm and your head warm, so make sure you're wearing layers, keeping your chest and your abdomen warm, and always keep your hat warm. You know, sometimes the most simplest things we learn in life, we learn in the first grade. And from those things we always remember, always wear a hat, keep your head warm. Another trick in the winter months is you might throw your socks in your pants and your clothes in the dryer for about 10 minutes before you put them on, because that way you're putting on warm clothes and you're not using up your body's heat and energy to warm those clothes up. So I love those ideas. With chronic pulmonary diseases, COPD, emphysema, asthma, and things like that, especially during the winter months, make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. A lot of times the heaters and things that we have in our homes dry out our mucous membranes. So drink water. Keep those membranes moist. That helps you move air more. Wear a scarf if it's freezing cold outside. Protect your nose and your mouth, and you can do that a lot of times by just wearing a scarf. So those are good things to do. And, you know, during the flu season, a lot of times we see people wearing the mask, and masks have become more cool to wear because it lets people know that you're taking precautions to protect your air that you're breathing in and out. And so wear a mask. Don't feel uncomfortable about wearing a mask, and protect yourself. Don't bring in smoke and pollutants and air pollens and dust and fumes. A lot of times you'll see people that walk a lot, especially in the bigger cities, they'll wear the mask to avoid a lot of the car exhaustions and things of that nature. So protect your lungs, whether you have a chronic disease or you're just being health smart. I think it's kind of a new trend. Being health smart is cool. And so let's all start paying a little bit more attention to what we can do to help ourselves be healthier.
Most helpful information today. We are with Alicia Connor-Todd, Clinical Liaison and Director of Marketing at Tulsa Nursing Center and Villages at Southern Hills, part of the Stonegate Senior Living, an award-winning senior housing and care company here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Senior Care Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Alicia, what are some best tips for keeping seniors healthy during this cold snap that is really taking over all the country, it seems, with chronic issues?
Always keep your core warm and that middle part of your body. That's your core. So layer it up. You can take things on and off as you need to. Keep your head warm. Keep your feet warm. And don't constrict any blood flow, but protect it and keep it warm. The other thing is, during cold and flu season, I always push hydrate. I love drinking water. It didn't used to be something that I did a couple years ago, but I said I'm going to be healthier now. So I start my morning off with a liter of water. I just keep it in my bathroom, and while I'm getting ready in the morning, I just drink that all morning long. So that's how my body gets hydrated in the morning. And then I keep water with me in my car, in my console, in my door, and just constantly be reminded of, try to take a sip of water and just do that all day long. And I guarantee you will feel better and be healthier. The other thing is, wash your hands. They've got all these cool little things you can hook onto your purse, into your belt, and just constantly be washing your hands. I keep some in the car with me. I keep some in my pocket and in my bag, and I'm always conscientious of touching handles and knobs and things. So wash your hands. I learned something from my daughter one day. She said, "Mom, why are you not washing your hands when we go through the drive-thru window and you hand them the money?" And I thought, you know what? I've taught her well. So keep some hand sanitizer in your car. And whenever you're exchanging money like that, before you start eating, use your hand sanitizer. So there's just little things you can do that you can incorporate into your daily life that will just make you healthier. And you know what, Eric? When you're healthier, you're happier. And one of my New Year's resolutions, and I think I've been able to keep this, was laugh more. So laughing more during 2018 is a New Year's resolution of mine.
Well, Alicia, some really solid information, not only to those that are suffering with chronic health issues as seniors, but for everyday folks as well. We really do appreciate it. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yes. Eric, you know what? If we laugh more, especially as seniors and or everyone, laughter produces hormones that make us feel good hormones. They're called endorphins. And this is where the hormones affect the brain receptors, and it helps relieve pain and triggers feelings of pleasure and feel good. So whether you have a chronic disease or not, or whether you're an aging senior or not, we all need to be conscientious of, if we could laugh more, we have more good feeling hormones that'll be going through our bodies and make us feel healthier and happier. So laughter really is a great medicine, and I think we should find ways to use that more. So some things that I wanted to share with you, Eric, and our listeners today is find ways to make yourself happier, even if it's just for that moment in that day, and never give up and never quit on trying to find laughter and happiness, because it does make you healthier. My New Year's resolution this year was laugh more. And little things that I've done to try to help myself laugh more is I've changed all my passwords to something that makes me smile and makes me laugh. So that's something simple you could do. We're always having to constantly change passwords. So let's find something that will make you happy as soon as you're logging in at work in the morning or late at night when you're checking emails. So that's something simple you can do. Try to find a joke every day that you can learn and share with someone. I used to come on the floor in the evening, and my patients looked forward to me coming because I would always tell them a quick little joke, and they'd say things like, what's my joke today? So that can be catchy. Instead of watching a crime show, maybe watch a funny sitcom. Go to comedy clubs, watch something funny, watch a funny movie. Those things can help you produce those good laughing hormones. Be health smart. And right now it's cool to be health smart and know what you need to do to help keep yourself healthy and safe. So be your own best advocate. We are responsible for our own health. And one of the things that you can do is make sure you know what your medicines are and what they're used for. That makes you be an advocate. Because remember when your kids come home from school and you say, "Hey, what did you learn at school today?" And they say, "I don't know." And you're like, "What do you mean you don't know what you learned at school today?" So as a healthcare provider, when I ask a patient, what are the medicines that you take and what do you use them for? And if they say, "I don't know," it's kind of that same similar scenario. What do you mean you don't know? So those are things you can do to be healthy and smart, and I encourage everyone to do that. Hey, Eric, you want to hear a joke?
Sure, why not? Bring it on.
Okay, and this is also Nutrition Month. March is Nutrition Month, and you know we are what we eat. So, Eric, there was a race between lettuce and tomato, and do you know what the lettuce said to the tomato?
"Let us do something, right?"
No, the lettuce said, "Hey, I'm ahead of you, tomato, so you need to catch up."
Alicia, that is quite clever, let me tell you.
See how we incorporated laughter with March being a nutrition month?
Yes, for sharing. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks for that. Yeah, we need a laugh. Where can listeners get more information on Tulsa Nursing Center and Villages at Southern Hills?
We have our website, which is www.stonegatesl.com, and you can look up Villages at Southern Hills and Tulsa Nursing Center, and you can also contact me. We also have social media links. If anyone has any questions, they can contact you, and you can get a hold of me.
Good enough. Again, Alicia, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and your endeavors, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for all that you do to promote health in our country. So, thank you.
And we certainly appreciate those kind words. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Alicia Connor-Todd, Clinical Liaison and Director of Marketing at Tulsa Nursing Center and Villages at Southern Hills, part of the Stonegate Senior Living and award-winning senior housing and care company. And for further details, simply visit stonegatesl.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.